we're going to talk about the guided bus. Almost a day doesn't go by without we don't talk about it in one way or another, but this time is because we were sent some photographs, along actually I think with the Cambridge News, which seems to show cracks appearing in the edge of some of the concrete guideways that have been put down near Histon in order for the buses to run along. This is part of the test stretch that was used. And what it seems to show is where there's a join between one runner and the next, bits of cracked or broken off from one but are still connected to the other. Now, obviously the people who took this think it isn't very good. We're hoping to speak to the County Council very soon, but I have spoken to them off air and they're saying it's nothing to worry about, it will be put right before it's properly up and running, and it's really just to do with one of the machines, the gantries that they were using to fit it. Well, on the line is Tim Phillips. Tim, you might remember, was from Cast Iron, that were hoping to run a railway along this same stretch.
Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a heck of a lot of concrete if it's starting to go wrong, isn't it?
Yes, it's lovely. I've just been doing a bit of maths. The original figures we were given for the total amount of concrete worked out at 100,000 tonnes. In fact, the latest figures I've been given, it's something like 240,000 tonnes on the whole of the scheme. Quite apart from today's little problem, the CO2 emissions from that are absolutely colossal. And I just think it's quite criminal. But anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about.
The thing is, though, Tim, that the battle is lost in terms of having to, rail us against this guided bus. But I mean, they're saying it's just a minor thing, but it could well be the sign of things to come, couldn't it? I mean, the whole thing is dependent on this concrete trackway, isn't it?
Indeed so. I mean, we've said all along, and the reason Cast Iron is still in existence is precisely to monitor this sort of thing, because as the biggest objecting organisation, by far, incidentally, we found, if you'll pardon the pun, we found many cracks and flaws in the plan. Now, I'm not suggesting for a moment that anybody is deliberately putting some machinery in that's causing the damage, but you have to understand that the whole notion of a guided busway is a very novel thing. I mean, the Adelaide scheme's been in since the 1980s, but there was very little else, and all other schemes are much smaller by comparison. We were told publicly, in no uncertain terms, that, the Cambridgeshire scheme has learned from Adelaide, it's learned from Edinburgh, where the construction method was decided it wasn't good enough and had to be repaired all the time. We've learned from Crawley, so on and so forth. And yet, amazingly, we now have a situation where the very gantry that has been purpose-built, designed for this high-tech, highly expensive scheme, actually breaks the beams that it's been designed to fit. Now, I should also point out that gantry has had to be bought by Cambridgeshire County Council as part of this scheme. Now, I'm not sure I'd want a second-hand gantry that breaks the beams that it's laying down, and that's £100,000 worth.
Now, you say that you're still in existence, but, of course, we've got the guided bus and that's it. Is one of the reasons you're still in existence waiting to sort of pounce at the end of it and say, we were right and you were wrong?
Well, I don't know. That's a little bit Punch and Judy, isn't it? We don't like that anymore, do we, politics? But
we're told, but we get plenty of it.
Because of the obfuscation that we suffered at the hands of the promoters, who are, at the end of the day, the County Council, who are, at the end of the day, supposedly our democratic representatives, because we got to the stage where we found it very difficult to trust anything they said, we simply want to make absolutely sure that when the scheme is up and running and everybody's telling us it's a success, we want to make sure, on behalf of the council taxpayers of Cambridgeshire, that it truly is a success. And it's not smoke and mirrors saying, we got this many passengers, that many passengers, when in fact they haven't, or when in fact the takings are not causing there to be an income from it. You have to remember that the County Council owns the guideway and then the bus operators operate it and pay the County Council for that use. The fares are going to be higher and so on and so forth. So it's got to be absolutely 100% right. And I'm astonished that we're looking at gaps which I measure are being about 3 or 4 centimetres. Now, the guide wheels on these buses, there are relatively small diameter guide wheels that stick out of the side, in case any of your listeners haven't yet been bored to tears by finding out how this works. These are small diameter guide wheels. Small cracks, relatively small cracks in the side curves are going to affect the whole of the steering. This is the thing you have to understand. Those side guide wheels affect the whole of the steering of the bus. So any movement, any fault along that vertical section will affect the steering of the whole bus and will cause a jolt.
Just finally, really and truly, there have been all sorts of problems. I mean, chaos, some people would say, in certain villages as the guided busway has been built across our county. Now here we are looking at 10 months of problems in the centre of Cambridge, Hills Road. If the rail link had been given the go-ahead, would there have been this amount of problems? I mean, you would have virtually had to rebuild in certain places, but can you categorically say that the disruption that people in a lot of the villages along there have suffered, and we in Cambridge and other parts of the county have suffered, wouldn't have been the case?
Not to anything like the same degree, and there's a very simple reason for it. Particularly in the case of Hills Road Bridge, we use the existing railways, the existing tracks that go under Hills Road. We don't need to build a new tunnel through that part of the bridge. The Over Bridge, the Windmill Bridge at Over, would not have had to have been replaced because it's already engineered to railway, what they call railway gauge. Yes, of course, there'd have been work at level crossings, although the tracks were largely in place there. But as I'm sure anybody who follows the railways at all would realise, you can replace a level crossing overnight. You certainly don't need weeks or months to get across there. No, the whole point of the railway scheme would be to replace what was already there. It wasn't, Cast Iron wasn't proposing to build a new railway. We were proposing to relink a link that existed for many, many years that had been originally built in the mid-1800s and served well for a long, long time. Time's moved on, time's changed. What we need to help with the traffic on the A14 is something that gives not just local journeys, but regional journeys and national journeys, and even with the link at Stratford, international journeys. And I'm afraid the Guardian bus just doesn't give us that.
Tim, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
That's Tim Phillips from Cast Iron, the pro-rail group which opposed the guided bus. If you have any thoughts on that, and as ever, I'm sure you will, you know what to do. Give us a call.